You like, oh, well, you like fucking, oh, well. My past behind me like a ponytail, but you're my right hand. You're my go-to. Told me everything about you. That's a bold move. I know that you're out here and there's things you gotta go through, yeah. Just know that these streets just don't love you like I do, yeah, and they never will. Okay, I know you want the Audi, I know you wanna go to Maui. You and all your girlfriends, the ones you never bring around me, cause you don't trust me like your last man. Did he open doors for you? Buy the things you can't afford for you? Cause he must've did a lot for you. I just fell back with it, and now your past is behind you like the car with the strap in it. Thank God that's finished. Cause now it's back to business. Any more Henny and you're past the limit. You told me about the picture, now you have to send it. I would never put you on blast when I get it. You're my right hand, you're my go-to. Told me everything about you. That's a bold move. I know that you're out here and there's things you gotta go through, yeah. Just know that these streets just don't love you like I do, and they never will. You my right hand, you my go-to. Told me everything about you, that's a bold move. I know that you're out here and there's things you gotta go through. Just know that these streets just don't love you like I do, yeah, and they never will.
Okay.
We have made our decision after much, much thinking.
Yeah, there was blood, sweat, and tears involved, even though it was just thinking. It's crazy.
No, brains do that.
So seeing as we had two people call in and there are two tickets, we have every intention of making sure those two participants each get a ticket. I think they might be only available in pairs. So since we technically have to pick one, we have decided to announce that
DJ John C gets them.
He's won.
Because his bars
were slightly more fire.
His bars were very, very real.
Very real.
DJ Young Knees, otherwise known as Elif, also had incredible bars and was rapping off air, so the beat was probably behind.
Yeah.
So the skill level on both ends,
equally
crazy.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Just the lyrics. DJ John C's lyrics speed him out by a little bit.
They were heartfelt.
But we don't mean to. Everyone was great. Everyone's a winner.
Everyone. Well, technically,
we want to make everyone
winners.
We'll try to make that happen.
Yeah. So, Elif, we're going to try and figure out a way to get that ticket to you. If not, John C's down to go if you're down to go. So, that'd be cool. He said you guys hung out like once ever. That's all you need.
But it was a great time.
Oh, look at that. What a guy. What a guy. So we think you deserve those tickets. We'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. Anyways, we are going to have to leave. Our time is just about up. Seeing as I'm wearing a Run the Jewels shirt and we saw them last week, I thought it'd only be fitting. It was a fantastic show. I really enjoyed it. And you guys, you're banging on your adversaries, I guess.
I guess so.
Is that the whitest thing I could have said? Well, it's because I said it.
Your adversaries.
Yeah,
who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, also, shout out Dad. I love you. Also, Mom, thank you.
Shout out to Taylor Danielewski.
Dude,
thanks for listening.
Thanks to all our listeners.
Yeah.
We are up to... back down to 21. Okay, that's fine. It's because our show is technically over, that's all.
21.
Anyways, we're going to play Blockbuster Night Part 1. Thank you very much for this show. We'll catch you next week. Order your shirt by Sunday night, or by Monday, actually.
Yes.
And we're going to have yam shirts. It's going to be a good time. Get ready. All right, here you go.
With them.
We love you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Itsy bitsy, furry frightened and freaking sickly. A little prickly, dick on display from winter swimming. Look at these kitties, Mike, I'm a rat-a-tat up for living. I deal in dirty work, do the deed in a dash. Ditch em, I'll lend a hammer that's stuck in a fist and gun position. We run a brand where destruction's the number one commitment. It's all a joke between mom contractions and coffin fitted. So we disappear in the smoke like we're fucking magicians. No hocus pocus, you simple suckers deserve the notice. Top of the morning, my fist to your face is fucking Folgers. We might be giants, standing on little dandy shoulders. You perks with pussy, proverbial pansy panty holders. I Jake the snake up, DDT him in mausoleums. Macabre massacres, killing cunts in my coliseum. They all actors, giving top and back of a BM. I fall back if your casting calls an ending in semen. I'm the foulest, no need for any evaluations. I'm a foulest, Johnson and Jimmy spraying faces. Any cow that is sacred will get to face it. Like any time a murder gets replaced, face it. The fellows at the top are likely rapists. But you like mellow out, man, just relax. It's really not that complicated. Well, part of me, I guess I'm just as sane as you explain it. Or maybe sanctifying the sadistic is deranged. This run the juices, murder, mayhem, melodic music. Psychotic use it to lose it. Junkies simply abuse it. That's worth the filler. See my Hoffman, I'm cushion coughing. I probably smell like a pound when they put me in a coffin. The gates of hell, I'm pugnaciously pacing, waiting. I give a fuck if I'm late, tell Satan be patient. But I ain't here for durations, I'm just taking vacations. And tell them fuck them, I never loved them in salutation. Do I see looked at you, tears streaming down her face. You felt the brush of her dress and she walked away. And that's all that it took. Sent down to buy her a drink in a deep or a handful glass. Little goes down the day. And that's the way that it's been. Years later she took your name.
Yeah! All right. That was a little defeater for you. A little local Boston action. They are this incredible hardcore band that, man, they're just awesome. I was watching some of their live stuff today on YouTube. It was an Audio Tree recording. They're just like really cool people, it seemed like. But more importantly, what I thought was really interesting is they were talking about how they sort of conceptualized themselves as a band from early on, and they kind of knew their direction and the direction they wanted to grow in from the very beginning. The interesting thing about Defeater is that they pretty much exclusively make concept albums, and it's all an interwoven story between albums. If I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's mostly focused on several main characters in World War One era, though there is time that passes between albums. But it's really cool. I mean, they've got recurring characters. They have incredible thematic elements. I just thought it was so interesting that they kind of knew that where they wanted to go, and they wanted to spin this massive web from such an early stage. So I definitely recommend checking them out. Not just because they're so cool, but also because they're local. It's always great to get a taste of what's coming from home. So yeah, that was Empty Glass. That's off of their album from 2011, Empty Days and Sleepless Nights. You're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm Alexander Golan, and I hope all of you are having a really lovely evening tonight. The weather has been beautiful. It's Tuesday, so we're almost halfway there. I've got a lot of heavy stuff to begin the show with, mostly kind of hardcore and some emo stuff. It's a little bit of a mix. I jumped around a little bit. Some of this is coming from older stuff I've listened to, or things I've listened to in the past, and some of this is stuff I've just sort of been stumbling across this week. And I do have to give it a good shout out to the Discover Weekly, because I gotta say it's doing a good job. It knows me pretty darn well. There are certainly some that are a little off, but I mean, if I'm able to find maybe 5 new bands each week from the Discover Weekly playlist that I'm interested in, then who knows how many bands I find when I spin off into a tangent from there. I gotta say it's a pretty good deal. So the next one up is from Touche Amour. I hope you enjoy.
fucked up.
So we had a bunch of tracks there. Let's see, last I left you, I think I played some Touche Amore. So that was Huckleberry, followed by Sustain by Vices, Coxton Yard by Title Fight, and You're Always on E and I Worry About You by Top Bunk. And since then, we've had a special guest join us. We're doing a show swap.
It's a doubleheader. Yeah,
exactly. It's DJ JD. Wow, I never realized that it's...
Yeah.
Nice, I like that. JD Acker. Of previously Funk and Go Nuts, now Don't Make Me Dance. We were on air earlier this morning, and we talked about Community. And then since then, it's been a busy day, right?
Loaded.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the big takeaway from the day?
I just had to write today. I sat down and wrote for a while, and I think the takeaway is just that I'm so lucky right now. I have so many good things happening in my life and so many good people affecting it. And the talk this morning was such an interesting anchor to the day because I feel so in tune with the community. And I think you've been a huge part of that. And the community, you know, my community, but it's really great. The large breadth that I've been able to achieve at Tufts, walking from the econ department and being able to talk to professors or students in that world, and then going to dance and knowing all the professors there and all the students in those classes, and then going to Turbo and having that group, and having the WMFO people be in contact with me and my housemates who are completely not involved in the activities that I'm involved in, similar to you. And I just feel like, I have so many different touchstones, even all over the world. It was surprising today. I just got a few really nice messages from people from Madrid. So
that's awesome.
It's been great.
Cool.
I don't know if that's a takeaway more than just like a make everyone jealous or something.
No, like, I think it's a takeaway.
I guess the takeaway is, wow. Have I been ignoring all this potential happiness this whole time, you know? I mean, it's been crazy.
Have you been ignoring it? I don't think you've been ignoring it.
I don't think I've been giving as... I don't think I've been giving back as much as I could.
I feel like it's tough to, like, be utterly present, you know, and, like, aware of all of those things going on. Like, it's so easy for the mind to fixate on something that's not really, like, right in front of you. I can't stop thinking about what you said earlier, like, as being, like, from an artistic standpoint, from a creative standpoint, you can't be designing or developing something for something that you don't have.
Yeah.
Like, you can't design for the future or the past or whatever. It's whatever's right in front of you. And I noticed, like, that applied to, like, maybe 3-4 different things that I encountered today.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
How so?
One of them was music, and I've been thinking a lot more about, like, what steps I want to take to continue to enrich myself through music, despite the fact that it's probably only going to become more and more difficult to have a semblance of a band. And if that's something I couldn't really, like, pull together the way I wanted to in college, it's probably not going to happen in like a workforce. So, you know, how do I work with what I do have? Well, that means, you know, either writing things for myself or developing personal skills. And like, I also became much more aware today of like, we live in a digital world. And just because my friend and I live separately, like we're sending each other recordings and we're going to collaborate somehow. We're going to like find a way to make it work, you know, and ultimately made me just realize maybe my efforts are better spent, you know, working that way, saying screw the traditional model, you know, and stop looking for it and just do what's in front of you, you know, like do what works.
Yeah. And it's really silly because that's what gets called creativity.
That's pretty awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. We'll let you chew on that one for a while, I think, because that's something to wrap your head around.
Give me the gun and I think I'm a mess and I need you to favors too much to ask, and hours come and pass. When you heal those wounds, sing me out, sing me out.
I hope you realize. supporting artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yo, we're back. That was Aerosmith telling you not to drunk drive. Don't do it. It's stupid.
Yes.
Don't do it.
I don't recommend it. Listen to Steven Tyler.
like don't even, I'm telling you, like, don't even back your car into your driveway drunk. It's just not a good idea. You'll get it hooked on a bike.
Don't even ride a bike drunk.
But, well, yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Like, on principle.
Have you ever tried it?
It's so much fun.
There was one time when an unnamed person, not speaking, was riding a bicycle under the influence and thought she or he was biking home, but turns out she or he was on her side and biking horizontally on the street.
Wait, on the, like, in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's a fun revelation to have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if
don't
it's...
Don't try it.
So is this what the Midwest is like?
You'll have to ask she or he.
Okay. Just get me in touch with him or her.
Yeah.
If it's any consolation, when I was learning to ride a bike, I had to swerve around a man who was under the influence who was attacking a leaf at approximately 1:15 in the afternoon.
This is a very specific memory.
Learning
from
to bike ride in Boston.
Is your childhood, right?
I was the ripe old age of 17 years old.
Wait.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You just learned to ride a bike?
Just being 4 years ago, but
does
yes.
That's just.
Fresh?
That feels just.
Oh my God. I get horrified riding
He's
a bike.
He's a city boy.
I don't know what I'm doing. Well, no, it's my dad is a cheap and didn't want to buy us a bike boy. I had a tricycle. Sure. If that's consolation.
Trikes are tight. Trikes are tight.
Yeah, dude, you just take off the... Oh, come on. That's cheap of your dad to buy you a tricycle and not buy you a bike and just put the tricycle wheels on the side. You know, it's a quadricycle, but like it has the, you know,
my
wheels
mom,
on the side. And then
my mom
you
was
take
not
those
a big,
off once you are done.
My mom was not a big fan of us hanging out in the great outdoors. So instead of buying bikes, we all bought video games instead.
For real?
I feel that.
I wasn't allowed to watch TV.
My mom was one of those moms who was like always watching the news. So she was always like, "Ay, mijo, siempre hay algo malo pasando afuera. Quédate adentro."
No, my grandma's like that. I feel you. Yeah.
I didn't really have anywhere I could play outside. I could play in the Jacob Javits Center.
Oh yeah.
The woods were scary.
Oh my God.
Dude, the woods are great.
The woods are great, but sometimes the woods are scary.
At night they're scary.
Oh, I gotta be honest. Like when I was living upstate, we had some really interesting stuff travel through there. We had one time a bull.
I just thought of a very inappropriate joke when you said the woods are scary. But I cannot say on it.
Fair.
Save it for later.
But one night a bull actually escaped the meat packing factory in town and wandered through the woods.
Bull?
Yeah.
Dude, that happened recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm the bull.
In Chicago. No,
I just figured that sentence ended in, like, in the Midwest.
Yeah.
They had to kill it.
Aww.
And, you know...
Yeah, meanwhile, nobody seems to be as sad as I am about the fact that they're going to slaughter our mascot.
Oh, is that the plan? I thought.
Yeah, they're gonna kill it.
Well,
I didn't want Stuart Little to get trapped.
That's what I'm saying,
dude. The fact that they're on
Stuart
the
Little
third floor of a building means that there are more to come.
I mean, honestly,
so why kill any of them? This now we're just gonna enrage their families.
Suggestion: can we film Stuart Little 4 in the studio?
Yeah, no. This might just be like an artifact of my childhood, but I really do imagine that like the mouse has a little bit like a living room carved out like Tom or like Jerry
Have
in the wall.
Have you ever seen
Pee-wee? Oh my God,
Pee-wee Herman?
I literally almost
With
started
the dinosaur men that lived in the wall.
I literally
you ever seen cat
almost
dog?
Started watching that from start to finish
cat
yesterday.
I have a VCR tape.
Cat dog.
Oh my God.
So
yeah, but Winslow the mouse just living in his old hole.
Yeah.
Winslow the wasn't Winslow.
Cat dog.
Wait, which one was Winslow?
The blue mouse.
Oh my God, that was Winslow. What was the rancid rabbit, right? Rancid Rabbit. What a show. What a show.
What a show.
I miss that era of cartoons.
You know, speaking of childhood nostalgia, I hear they're making a Captain Underpants movie.
Wow.
That sounds devastating.
That's
going to
be awful.
That, what was the Bully movie? The
Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's like I watched that.
You need to come out with one of those every few years.
Right. Well, Diary of a Wimpy Kid was at least made live action and unique. Like, this is just a CGI Captain Underpants movie.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I'd be more entertained if it were live action.
I'll be honest.
Yeah,
you
want a fat guy in his underwear running around? Like,
yeah, I'll be honest. Amazing. I had similar expectations going into the Lego movie, and that movie knocked my socks.
Dude, that was a great movie.
I'm trying to keep myself as optimistic as possible. The Power Rangers remake, too. That looks pretty... Like, if you ignore anything about, like, the original canon, like, yeah, it's awesome. It's like CGI Power Rangers.
So, who do we think would be the best voice for Captain Underpants?
Danny DeVito.
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Granted, don't take my opinion for anything, because Danny DeVito makes everything better.
Danny DeVito was really good in... One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, he really
the
was.
Fact that Danny DeVito played the Grundle King in My Little Pony, the movie in the 80s.
That's the actual name of the character. God.
Yes. The species, he led the species known as the Grundles that existed in the My Little Pony universe.
Dude. God.
This is. I looked this up on the My Little Pony wiki. This is 100% legit.
A wiki.
Jason, you didn't look it up. You knew it offhand. Don't lie.
I was just looking up things Danny DeVito did that make perfect sense for his character.
Danny DeVito has a pretty prolific career, actually.
He does. He does. The Penguin.
He's produced a number of movies. He produced Garden State.
No way.
He did.
What?
He did.
Wow.
He also produced some other movie that was like really successful. I think I have no idea.
He was also Arnold Schwarzenegger's brother in one of those movies. So
oh my god.
You know, there's that.
He was in Matilda.
That's
I mean,
a great movie.
Yeah.
That well, cake scene. Oh.
I've never seen Matilda.
Wow. I don't think I have either.
There's a kid what? Who's getting
I'm uncultured.
Tortured.
Yeah.
And he has to eat a giant chocolate cake.
and like
that sounds awful.
Yeah, it's
does he eat
this teacher's like super sadistic. She's like the principal of this like prison camp school, and Matilda's there because her father is like a terrible person, Danny DeVito, and at one point like the kid I think eats a slice of her cake, and so she makes a whole cake and has him sit down and he has to eat it. So he starts off strong, and all the kids are like in the auditorium and they're like what like. It's all very uncomfortable. They're like watching this kid try and pile down the rest of this gigantic chocolate cake. And then finally at the end, like he's tapping out. Like he's had way too much cake. He's overflowing.
Like the cake is really big.
It's bigger than him. And Matilda gets up. Or no, it was the other one. It was like one of the little girls gets up. Kid. And she's just like, you can do it. And the kids start going nuts. And the kid just like goes full Rocky. And
takes
bam,
off his
finishes.
Shirt and is like
yes.
licking the plate.
Oh, yeah.
It was just crazy.
Like, the principal is standing up there on stage, like horrified. It is like so. It's more motivational than like Independence Day.
I love it.
It's very American. It's very American.
That's
right
that's,
up there with Rocky Four.
Rocky Four.
Oh man.
Well, is that the one with Ivan Drago.
Yes.
We're just about at the end of my hour.
Oh, how unfortunate.
So it looks like
Does
we're
it
gonna have to do
bleed like this.
Yeah, it typically just goes like. Unless Hunter's here first, in which case he just takes my entire show.
Yeah.
Which has happened kinda, before.
But
we play
usually
it, by
it just goes, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This has been Headroom with Alexander Golan and special guest J.D. Acker. And now we're going to do the good old Benny Hill shuffle. And on your mark.
Chinese fire drill.
Get set. Go.
That is, oh dear, that is a hefty name for that.
First. God.
I win.
I tried. I had a big
Mighty, this is the first time I've seen this happen.
Today.
This is news to me.
God. Oh, wait, it's my hour, which you know what that means.
Oh, is it time for network television?
Network music ensemble. How do you not?
No, Jane. At this point, I'm calling him that as a joke.
Network on network what?
Just network. I just call him network television.
Network television.
Let's see here.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right. All right.